Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Reed Hillen, and I'll be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know that a deep breath is a gift from God. So as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep, slow breaths together. Join me in praying the Lord's Prayer aloud. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. As we continue in the season of Lent, we'll keep saying the Apostles' Creed together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Today I'll be reading from the Book of Belonging. And as it's Good Friday, I need you to know that this story is sad. He breaks the rules. He threatens the peace and says he is the new place of belonging with God. The religious leaders agreed. He is not loyal to our traditions. He's not loyal. He's dangerous. He needs to be stopped. They decided that Jesus would be crucified, executed like a traitor. It was a horrible day, and Jesus felt every horrible thing a human could ever feel. His body was used and abused so that people in power could keep feeling powerful. And then he was hung on a cross of wood. He felt alone. He felt abandoned. But he didn't fight back. He didn't escape. He was God in a body, and that body was part of a bigger story. A story of heaven bumping earth, hope mixing with sorrow. A story of already and almost. So there he hung in the messy middle, arms outstretched as if to hold it all, as if to hold us all. Forgive them, he gasped to God. They don't know what they are doing. But Jesus knew what he was doing. I love you, I love you, I love you. There's nothing you could do that isn't forgiven. Nothing could make me stop loving you, stop belonging with you, stop delighting in you. Not the worst in human hearts, not the heights of human suffering. There's nowhere you could go where I won't be with you, not even into death. Because in that most awful moment of that most awful day, Jesus breathed his last breath. It was wrong. It was unfair. It was backward. An innocent person punished like a criminal. A life giver's life over. The creator destroyed by creation. The earth shook in protest. The rocks split with sorrow. And the noon sky went as dark as the night. As creation rioted, Jesus' friends stared in horror at his body so silent and battered and still. When it was taken down from the cross, they placed it in a tomb. And as a heavy stone was rolled across the entrance, it felt like a door was being shut forever. The dark day was drawing to an end, and the grand city settled and shushed. Everyone returned to their lives, and the dazed, hurried way that people do after a spectacle. Doors were shut, lamps lit, and deep sighs released. Why? Wondered the people who Jesus had healed and taught and embraced and celebrated with. He was God in a human body. He performed miracles. He said his kingdom would never end. He was supposed to bring heaven to earth. What happened? Why didn't he save himself? Asked Jesus' friends. What have I done? Asked the Roman soldier. That's the end of that, said the religious leaders. Because although death was a mystery, most people would agree that it was the end. But Jesus was not like most people. The word of the Lord. I wonder how this story shows us what belonging in God's kingdom looks like. I wonder what this story shows us about love and forgiveness. What are you wondering about this reading? As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others, and may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short, and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always.